Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Hey, is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yep, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
Whoa, I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Get our best deals on iPhone 15 Pro at T-Mobile.com. One-year upgrade requires Go 5G Next plan, financing new qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm going to be with you for one more hour on a busy night. The Arizona Diamondbacks advance to the World Series. Yeah, you heard that right. The Diamondbacks come back from an 0-2 hole in the World Series. They eliminate the Philadelphia Phillies. They're going to take on the Texas Rangers in Game 1 of the World Series. That's going to take place on Friday night in Arlington, Texas. The NBA season is underway. The Denver Nuggets, they beat the Lakers. The Phoenix Suns, they beat the Golden State Warriors. And as one of our callers said in the last break, man, this is a great time for the sports calendar, right? NFL football, NBA basketball, the World Series, college football, hockey is underway. I'm probably missing something, but damn it, this is great. 855-212-4CBS. Our super producer and host, Dave Shepard, he's holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. And you know what? Let's start off by listening to some of the winners from tonight. First of all, can't ignore the World Series, the National League Championship Series. The Arizona Diamondbacks, I told you, they came back down from an 0-2 hole. And the Philadelphia Phillies, they went flat in the biggest of moments. Tonight, they went 1-10 with runners in scoring position. And the Arizona Diamondbacks, man, it seemed like every opportunity they had in front of them to score, they went out there and they did it. Ketel Marte is named the National League Championship Series MVP. He's currently on a 16-game hitting streak. Corbin Carroll, 3-4 tonight with 2 RBIs, and he goes beyond that. He is the first player in Game 7 history, in Major League Baseball history, to have 3 hits and 2 stolen bases in a Game 7. And so let's listen to a winner. Corbin Carroll, after the game, spoke to Matt Weiner on TBS. And this is what a guy going to the World Series, this is what he sounds like.
Corbin, you caught the final out to end this NLCS. What was going through your mind when you squeezed it?
We did it. You know, just we did it. That's all I can say.
You guys were down 2-0. You came here facing elimination against a team that just doesn't lose on this field. How did you get to this celebration?
Just believing in each other, you know, believing in our guys. We have, you know, we know what we have in that clubhouse, and it's special. So, you know, we've known it all year. And, man, just to be at this point, like, it's unbelievable.
You were 2 of 19 just a few nights ago in this series. We talked to you at your locker, and you could see you're wearing it a little bit. 3 hits tonight, drove in a couple of runs. How did you get from there to here?
Yeah, just sticking with it. You know, just you can't ever give up on yourself, right? Like, it's just baseball. At the end of the day, things happen. Things don't go your way. But, you know, just having the same intensity and same process, you know, that allowed me to have today happen.
Yeah, it's just baseball. You're going to fail 7 out of 10 times, and that's a good player, failing 7 out of 10 times. Bryce Harper? This ain't the type of failure he wants. Tonight, 0-4. Trey Turner, 0-4. Nick Castellanos, 0-4. That's a lot of failure. Kyle Schwarber, 1 of 3. 2 strikeouts. Yeah, that's a lot of failure. Let's talk to some winners again. Hey, a few minutes ago, the Phoenix Suns, they won a basketball game. They beat the Golden State Warriors in San Francisco. The final score there, 108-104. Kevin Durant, 18 points. What a crap game for him, right? 7 of 22 from the field. That's a crap game for Durant. Devin Booker, he had a damn good game. 32 points, 13 of 21 from the field. He was 3 of 8 from downtown. And for the new-look Golden State Warriors, Chris Paul, not the debut that he wanted. 14 points, 9 assists. He was 4 of 15 from the field. Chris Paul took 6 threes. He missed every single one of them. Steph Curry, 27 points. Curry was 4 of 14 from downtown. I told you Devin Booker finished with 32. He spoke to Stephanie Reddy on TNT after the game and just talked about, man, how good it feels to pick up this victory in game one.
Just figuring out right now. You know, that's the phase that we're in. We understand after a good first half that, you know, they're not giving in. They were champs 2 years ago. They're a really good team, usually a third quarter team. So they came out, gave us another punch, and, you know, we kept playing through it.
They did play very well in the third quarter. You in particular, though, it wasn't just your 32 points. It was your 8 assists, your 6 rebounds. You are a playmaker, despite what people think. What do you have to say to the naysayers about you guys don't have a point guard?
I don't talk to them. I'll let you guys talk to them. But no, just trying to be aggressive. You know, I had it going in the first half, so I knew they're going to throw some different defenses at me. And, you know, we have guys that can make them pay every time.
Hey, listen, that guy's winning. As long as they're healthy, they'll be fine. And speaking of healthy, Bradley Beal didn't play. First game as a Phoenix Sun, out with a back issue. Backs are tricky. Hopefully he plays basketball. It doesn't seem that Bradley Beal can go through even half of a season. Speaking of somebody playing, Anthony Davis played. Congratulations. And the Lakers lost tonight. The Denver Nuggets, they raise their banner. They get their championship rings. And then they beat the Lakers. It seems like the reverse order to what happened at the end of last season as they eliminated the Lakers from the season in the Western Conference Finals. Anthony Davis had 17 points. He had 0 points in the second half of the game. LeBron James had 21 points to go along with 8 rebounds. And then just Nikola Jokic woke up and had another triple-double. 29 points, 13 rebounds, 11 assists. Jamal Murray poured in 21 points. And Jamal Murray said, yeah, picking up our rings, having that ceremony, being celebrated as champs, it gave us some energy to get the game started.
It was nice to, you know, have a moment there and then get right back to work. I thought we took that energy, that confidence, and went right into the game with it. So, you know, today was a great example. We just played as a team. Ball was hopping, ball was moving, guys in the right spot. And, you know, it wasn't even a whole lot of one-on-one. Everybody was just playing script offense out there.
Yeah, man, it's called winners. Congratulations to the Diamondbacks going to the World Series. Congratulations to the Denver Nuggets. Are they going to repeat? I know they got some different faces as early, but they still got that Jokic guy. And then the Phoenix Suns, man, they're going to make some noise at the end of the season if they are healthy as well. Just a great sports night, a great time of the sports calendar in a general sense with everything going on. So we got to wait for game one of the World Series. That will be Friday in Arlington. I will be watching. I'll be staying tuned just like everybody. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and talk to Brandon. He's calling from Green Bay. Brandon, you are on CBS Sports Radio. How are you, my man?
Pretty good. So earlier in the show, you said to name 5 players from the Diamondbacks and 5 players from the Rangers.
Yes, go ahead.
For the Rangers, Adolis Garcia, Marcus Simeon, Nathan Eovaldi, Mitch Garver, and Corey Seager. For the Diamondbacks, Corbin Carroll, Alec Thomas, Ketel Marte, Zach Allen, and Merrill Kelly. And I also want to say I don't think the Nuggets are going to repeat because Giannis and Dame might have something to say about that. And I know the Celtics are really good, but I still am confident in the Bucks. And I just wanted your opinion on one more thing. This is a little bit off topic, but What do you think the problem is with the Packers? Do you think it's all Jordan Love, or do you think it's Matt LaFleur? I think it's more coaching. Love hasn't played well, but I think the coaching hasn't done due diligence, and I think the offensive line hasn't played great either. Oh, also the receiving core is very inexperienced.
Oh, man. Well, Brandon, I got a question for you before you ask me about the – or I respond to you about the Packers. Do you got a sports show somewhere, Brandon? You need to do one.
No, I do not. I just know my stuff because the reason why I know those baseball players because I play MLB The Show on my PlayStation 5, and I follow baseball pretty much year round. I'm not a fan of any of those teams. I'm a Brewer fan, but I know about them.
Okay, well, what is it called? You said The Show?
Yeah, it's called MLB The Show.
Oh, I know it. I used to play it on PlayStation 1. Do you play all 162 games?
I don't play every single game in my season, no. I sometimes simulate some games because playing 162 games would take forever.
Oh, no, I was just curious if you played every game. Now, listen, man, and you asked me about your hometown Green Bay Packers. I just think this is what happens when you have a young quarterback and you have a coach who is still relatively young and you don't have Aaron Rodgers there. So I'm not shocked at anything going on in Green Bay. I don't want to point the
question. One more thing on that.
Yes.
Do you think Packer fans should be giving up on Jordan Love? Because I'm not.
No, I don't think so, man. This is his first full season playing. So why would you give up?
Exactly.
Let him go through the year. That's part of the process. I mean, they're going to evaluate him towards the end of the season. Like, give him a full year. It's only been, what, 6 games so far? Like, let him play. And I know we saw a smattering of him last season. So let's let him get a season first, okay?
No, I completely agree, 100%.
All right. Well, thank you, Brandon. You be well, okay?
Yep, you have a good night.
No doubt, man. Hey, Shep, how about that? He says he knows the players because he played the video games.
And you can tell that wasn't like a quick Google or him reading. Like, he actually knows those guys. Impressive.
Yeah, because of the video game. I'm not mad at him.
And then I thought at the end of the call he was going to say, hey, JR, it's me, Brian Windhorst.
Why? I don't get it.
He sounds exactly like Brian Windhorst.
Does he?
Yes, he does. Yes, he
All
does.
Right.
Yes.
All right. There's some jokes there that I will not make because they're not nice. But
I wasn't saying that as an insult. I think
I'm not saying you insulted anybody.
Gotcha.
I'm just saying that I will not. Let's just move on. I'm not saying that you were saying anything.
I think I know what you're implying.
I was thinking some things.
I gotcha. Yeah.
Has he been on TV like today? Lakers stuff, anything?
He was, I mean, they have everybody on First Take during NBA opening day.
Brian Windhorst was on TV today?
Oh, he definitely was. Okay. I will tell you the guy that's the best in the business at breaking down NBA games. I don't know if you agree or disagree with this.
You going to tell me about Hubie Brown again?
I was about to say, Hubie Brown is a close second.
Oh, wow.
I'm being sarcastic a little bit here. The guy that's better, that does this better than anybody in terms of really looking at what you need to take away from an NBA game.
Well, just say the name, Shep. I'm in anticipation. Say the guy's name.
Well, that's the point. Tim Legler.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes there's too much anticipation. Sometimes you just have to give the point and just say the guy's name.
I mean,
name.
This is theater of the mind, baby. I mean, you do it 4 hours every night.
Nah,
I figured you'd appreciate that.
But sometimes you got to.
Gotcha.
There's no one to hold them, no one to fold them.
It's a good song.
I like Tim Legler. He's cool.
That's a great song.
Yeah, well, Tim Legler, a great shooter.
Yeah, 10 years in the NBA would certainly have backed that up.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, hell of a guy, too, by the way.
I've never met Tim Legler, surprisingly.
Really good dude.
He's out of D.C., right?
He does the hits with Scott Van Pelt on SportsCenter. Now, the other individuals that we brought up in this conversation about 30 seconds ago, not exactly as nice as Tim Legler. I'll leave it at that.
Not Hubie Brown.
No, not Hubie Brown. The guy before that.
Oh, I can't use the adjective.
The guy that made his career off of talking about LeBron James?
Yeah, Brian Windhorst.
Yep, that guy.
Oh. All right. Well, anyway, 855-212-4CBS. I've never met this guy either. I'm not necessarily a fan of a lot of things that he's said over the course of years. What's his Christopher Russo, right? Christopher Russo actually made a – did he? It's not a bet that he made. He said that he would quit Shep if the Diamondbacks went to the World Series. That's what he said, right?
Yes, I am pulling that up as we speak. Yes.
All right, well, let's listen to Chris Russo. This is what he said on SiriusXM a couple of days ago. He said that if the Diamondbacks won the World Series, that he would quit. Listen to this.
I've been wrong on Arizona from day one. I'm stunned they beat Milwaukee. I thought they'd get swept by the Dodgers. I never thought they'd even go back to Philly for a game six. I'll try it one more time. I would not be stunned if they won tonight. I would be floored. And I'll say this right now. And Bob Raceman, write it down. If they win the next 2 days, they win the next two games and win this series in seven games, if they win, I will retire on the spot. I've been wrong in Arizona from day one.
Okay. All right. I don't know why everybody has to be so right or wrong about things. I mean, nobody's going to hold him to that. And if he holds himself to it, then great. But it's not happening.
Well, JR, just very quickly, yes. What we're told by the higher-ups, I'm not saying it's CBS Sports Radio, I'm saying our industry in general, is when you believe you're right, when you believe your convictions are in order, you double down and you ride it until the cows come home. You slam that. You enforce it. The thing I got to give you credit for is you never do that. You never say with absolute certainty and guarantee this is going to happen. Now, the one guy that gets away with that in sports is Charles Barkley, because he guarantees it, and it's funny if he's wrong. It's almost better if he's wrong. And that's the magic of Charles Barkley. And I want to give you credit for that in all seriousness, because there are too many hosts that get up on their high horse and pretend to know this is exactly what's going to happen. And then when it plays out, they don't even acknowledge that they got it wrong.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it depends on what people find to be entertaining. I mean, there's a lot of people who figure that's the way you have to do things. Me, I want to do something different. I can sit up here as much as I want, and I can yell and scream and say, I know this and I know that, but I don't need to sit around fooling people to be entertaining.
When is the last time you yelled during your show?
The last time I yelled?
I can't recall one time you have yelled.
Somebody must have said something stupid.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm sorry about that. I do it every night. I apologize.
You? Well, not you.
I was just making a joke. Sometimes I say things that are stupid.
Not you. Well, name something. You beating Mike Tyson in a fight?
I don't think that's stupid. I think what I said that was stupid, I didn't say it on your show, fortunately, but I did say it on the show that I do. But I won't get into that. You already know what it was. But no, in all seriousness, I can't remember you ever yelling during your show, which is incredulous to me because that's what it seems like radio does these days.
Yeah, I'm not a yeller in a general sense. Like, they ain't no act here, man. I'm not doing anything. I'm not saying nothing different than I say and away from the microphone.
You're actually I don't know if people believe this or not, and I'll just say it because everyone would agree with me that's met you, that knows you. You're a really nice guy on the air. You're even nicer off of it. You're more edgy on the air, which is crazy because you're not even that edgy on the air.
Right. Well, I'm not going to be the judge of that.
Right.
I'm nicer. I don't know. I'm on my business, man. I do my work. I try to have fun. If anything, there's more expletives when I'm away here from the microphone. I can't throw around cuss words the way I typically would. But
right.
Yeah, I'm just having fun. Like, it's not that crazy. Not that complicated. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Someone also entertaining, always saying some entertaining things. He played Major League Baseball. He played in the NFL. He's now coaching college. He was sitting at an NBA game today, and he had some interesting words to say about cheating. Yeah, people cheating in college football. Seems like something that Michigan has had to kind of put this fire out over the past several days. And Dion has now weighed in when it comes to stealing signs, something that's illegal in college football. You can steal signs off the television, but don't dare go to somebody's game and try to decipher it. We're going to hear from Dion on the other side of the break. I'm going to take your calls as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Congratulations to those Diamondbacks going to the World Series.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how's it going? I love listening to your show. I drink a brewski and listen to you every night after work. Helps me unwind.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Man, have a brewski for me. Have two. Have three. If you're in your house, have four. If you're used to it, have five. Now, if you're having six, damn it, you might be pushing it. Depends on who you are. Everybody know your tolerance. Don't drink and drive. Hey, how about this? The Defensive Player of the Week is sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. Last night, Monday Night Football, we saw the Vikings go over the 49ers 22-17. They improved their record to 3-4. The Vikings showing a little bit of life. And the guy who's the Defensive Player of the Week, Cameron Bynum. This man had two fourth-quarter interceptions. He had that final interception of Brock Purdy to basically seal the game. And then when the game was over, this man made a plea to anybody who would listen to say, hey, I'm getting a lot of attention right now. My wife is in the Philippines. I'm trying to get her a tourist visa. And so not only is this dude winning games with these interceptions, Cameron Bynum is also trying to win some things for his wife, trying to get her to the United States of America. Good luck to him. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I do want to share this. I did tell you about Deion Sanders being at the Denver Nuggets home opener, obviously Boulder, not too far from downtown Denver, hop, skip, and a jump. And so Deion was on hand to see the banner raised. He was on hand to see the Denver Nuggets beat the Lakers. But then earlier in the day, Deion was asked about everything going on in Michigan, the fact that they had a former or currently suspended employee, scouting teams in person before and figuring out hand signals, all of that is illegal. And Deion put his own two cents into it. And it was actually not surprising what he said. I want you to take a listen to Deion Sanders earlier in the day.
Everyone's trying to get an edge. I mean, everyone's trying to get whatever edge they can. You could have someone's whole game plan. They could mail it to you. You still got to stop it. You still got to stop it. So in football, it's not as pronounced as baseball. If I know a curveball is coming, I got you. You know, with football, I don't give a darn. If you know a sweep is coming, you still got to stop it. Physically, it's a physical game. You got to stop it. So that's a little tough. I don't buy into a lot of that stuff that someone's stealing this, stealing that. I don't buy into a lot of that stuff. You still got to play the game. Back in our glory days with San Francisco as well as the Cowboys, you know darn well Emmitt Smith is getting the ball. You know darn well Mike Irvin is running the comeback. You know darn well Jay Novacek is going to do what he's going to do, and you couldn't stop it. It is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it is true. That also doesn't mean that it's fair. Because, I mean, if one team is doing it, then damn it, every team should do it. And so this has been a rule that's been instituted, I want to say, since, what, 95? That you can't be out at other teams' games and recording. And you can't do all of that. Deion has a point. You still have to go out there and stop it. There's no guarantee that getting an edge or having an information is going to win you the game. But still not fair. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Craig is here from Arizona. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
I'll be thinking of you and Shep next week, next Tuesday.
Why?
When I'm at the World Series game, game four.
Nice. Good. Did you buy tickets already?
No, I'll be looking tonight. Be looking tomorrow. I'll be going. Let me tell you this, JR. It was quite a season for the Diamondbacks, you know. We were very, very good, then we sucked, and then we were very, very good again. How many World Series games have you been to?
How many World Series games have I been to? Oh, man.
Yes.
Ugh, man. I was a kid when the Yankees, I don't even remember what game. This is in the late 90s, but I was young, man. I haven't been to any as an adult.
Oh. Well, I was kind of selfish wanting the D-backs to win, because when I go this next Tuesday night to game four, I will have gone to a World Series game or two World Series games in five different decades.
Well, damn.
So I'm really looking forward to this.
Well, enjoy, man. You know, to be honest, like if it hasn't been the Yankees, like I got no interest in going, man.
You're a Yankees fan?
Yeah, why you sound so shocked?
Because I wrote a book about the New York Yankees.
What does
we
that
need
have
to
do,
talk.
What does that have to do with me being a fan of the Yankees? I was just in Bernie Williams had a celebrity softball game I went and played. What's so surprising? What does
was
that have to do
Bernie
with your book?
Playing with his band that night?
Bernie, we played the game, and then Bernie played with his band, yes.
Yeah. One of my World Series games is Game 3, 1998, San Diego, and that was the Scott Brosius game.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll have to talk sometime.
About what?
Oh, just you and I both being Yankee fans.
Okay. All right. Well, what is there to talk about? They win. What are we going to do?
Well, we didn't win this year because we were injured.
Amongst other things. Hey, you want to talk to Shep? Shep likes the Yankees, too. Talk to him.
Well, Craig, what I was going to say, it's so funny that you say you got to talk to JR because he's a Yankees fan and you wrote a Yankees book. First of all, congrats on five different decades of a World Series game.
I'm from the Bronx, New York. Right. Why is he so shocked I like the Yankees? I'm from
Thank
the Bronx.
You.
But, Craig, if you followed JR's career, you know he's been hosting on WFAN on weekends for the last 5 years. So if you want to talk Yankees, you can do that every weekend with JR.
Yeah, where you been?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, good. Well, you do
I talk
now.
About it here on this station. How do you? What? I'm disappointed in you, Craig.
Well, I'm sorry. I missed it. I'm so glad that you're a good Yankees fan.
A good Yankees fan. Hey, you want to hear from another Yankees fan? Hey, there's some guy named Marco Belletti sitting in. Hey, Marco, what's on your head right now?
That would be a Yankee head.
Come on, Craig. Where the hell you been, man? I'm surprised, JR, you're a Yankee. Man, I spent, 30 years of my life in the Bronx, man. Come on.
All right, where do I send my book?
Ask Marco. Marco, ask him what his book is about.
Craig, what's your Yankee book about?
Well, it's on Amazon. It's called Yankee Fan Indeed.
Mm-hmm. And what's it about?
Okay. It's about me being a fan and a lot of other stuff. Uh-huh. I interviewed Red Sox fans. I've interviewed Yankee fans. I've had personal friends write about how much they hate the Yankees because they're Phillies fans or Dodger fans. And
it's
gotten good reviews. You could call it that, I guess.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's just about how everybody feels about the Yankees. Okay. I think I know some people love them and some people hate them.
Yeah. But how about this? I got Dave Righetti to do the foreword.
Oh, okay. That's impressive. Impressive. And when did you release this book?
This was 2019. Yeah.
Oh, damn. When are you going to make the next one about how the Yankees suck right now?
Well, I'm going to do the revision. I'm going to put more pictures in there.
We love
pictures. I'm going to do all the updates about getting Gerrit Cole and COVID, how they affected us.
Oh, okay.
So, it's
Craig,
on its way.
Sounds depressing at the end.
You'll be the first one to get a copy.
So, Craig, I'm seeing it on Amazon, and I will give you credit, man. You got some good reviews.
Well, thank you.
All right. Well, Shep,
thank you,
Shep.
That
the book.
Means a lot.
Yeah.
No, well, Shep will buy the book.
Yes.
And then he'll tell me and Marco how it is.
Craig, that's you know what? I will buy the paperback version, man. On Kindle, hey. $7. An expensive Kindle price for a paperback that's $13. But I will buy. I will buy the paperback.
Here's a dumb question for somebody who doesn't have a Kindle. You can only buy it on Kindle, right? You need to buy. You need to have a Kindle to buy a book on Kindle, right?
No, it's on Kindle and paperback.
Well, no, Jared knows that. But
no, but if I got an iPad, where do I buy it? Like Amazon Books, digital? Like how do you do this?
Yeah, I guess that's how you do it.
Okay. We'll
figure I'm old school all the way. I'm 69 years old and a proud Yankee fan since 1962 when I got a Mickey Mantle baseball card.
Exciting.
You missed Maris by 1 year?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, man.
Where are you from?
Where was I raised?
Yeah.
I'm an L.A. boy.
Okay.
But the story is, my cousin, 4 years older, took me to a liquor store to get my first baseball cards, and we're walking back to my house in Southern California, and he's like going crazy, and I'm asking him, why are you going crazy? And he says, you got a Mickey Mantle. And I'm like, what? I'm 8 years old. And he goes, he's the best player on the best team. And that's all it took. I've been a Yankee fan ever since.
Did you tell that story in your book?
I believe so.
Oh, okay.
You can go in there and, like, read the dedication and the foreword by Rags, Dave Rugetti, and then the first couple chapters.
I am going to look into your book. And this is another question, and this is it for the questions, I think, for a couple of weeks. What the hell do you do when the Diamondbacks? Do you root for the Diamondbacks except for the Yankees? Like, how do you feel about them?
Okay, I got MLB. I got MLB Network. So my American League since 1962 has been the New York Yankees.
Do you root for the Diamondbacks?
Oh, of course.
Oh, that's all I'm asking. And so when they played in 2001, you rooted for the Yankees.
I was there, and they were pouring beers on me at Bank One Ballpark.
Why? Because you were a jerk? Or, like, why?
No. I'm a respectful Yankee fan. I'm not one of the jerks.
Okay. Well, good on you.
No.
Craig, what's the name of your book one more time? Just the name.
Yankee Fan Indeed.
All right. Well, thank you, Craig. Good luck to you, the book, and talk to you soon, okay?
Hey, thanks to UJR and Shep, and I think, what'd you say, Marco?
Yeah, Marco's here, right? Marco, that's who you are, right?
That is me. I'm also Craig. I'm going to let you go, but I am curious to know about the 12-year-old and the 8-year-old walking into the liquor store, but we're going to leave that for another day. Another day.
Yeah. Hey,
let's
do it.
To get a baseball card.
Another day.
Go Yankees.
Okay, thank you, Craig. All right, that was Marco, you mean to tell me when you were 8 years old you didn't walk into the liquor store?
If I did, I don't think I went with a 12-year-old. I feel like they maybe had a couple of other things. Maybe you went to kind of like, you know, some of the bodegas that had a bunch of stuff, including liquor. Maybe you can go there. But the straight liquor store, I feel like 12 and 8, I don't think you're supposed to be there.
Craig was an old, yeah. Craig was an old soul.
What do you have, a beard and a mustache? Nobody carded him like when he walked in. Oh, interesting. Anyway, and that was an interesting call there. Very interesting. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Go get Craig's book. It's about people who love and hate the Yankees. So it's something for everybody. Okay. I'm going to come back, get to more of your calls before we roll out. We got a lot of winners tonight, big-time winners, and we got some losers as well.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Now, I'm putting a venue in Colorado Springs, so I'm up all night, you know, like doing 20-hour days. And I listen to you. You have really become a major part of what I do because, I mean, you just keep it real.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Congratulations to the Diamondbacks going to the World Series. We're going to have plenty of time to talk about them over the next several days as they get ready to take on the Texas Rangers in Game 1 on Friday. Also, we know that the NBA season is underway. The Denver Nuggets beat the Lakers. The Phoenix Suns, they went out there and beat the Golden State Warriors. And then we have more of the teams in action on Wednesday night. And so we know every Wednesday I give you a new top six list. And I'll be walking you through the top six NBA teams to start this season so far. And so that'll be the top six list tomorrow as well. And I found this to be interesting tonight. Knowing that we got a lot of anticipation for the start of the season, Front Office Sports went ahead and took a look at all the ticket prices for opening night throughout the NBA tomorrow. And these are the lowest ticket prices for every team. Or let me just give you the range. The New York Knicks are going to take on the Boston Celtics in Madison Square Garden tomorrow night. The lowest ticket price to go to the game is $214. That's $214 just to step foot for one ticket. Meanwhile, the Indiana Pacers are going to take on the Wizards. The cheapest ticket price to get into the building, $9. $9. So if you want to be an Indiana Pacer fan and you live in Indianapolis, you can get in for $9. If you live in New York and you want to see the Knicks, you better ante up $214. That doesn't count in how much it costs to get to the arena. Shep, what is a one-way now? What, almost $3?
Sounds about right.
On the subway, right? About $3?
Yes.
And then
it is $3.
And if you want to eat, I don't even know how much a concession costs. I don't know, man. I would assume a hot dog in Madison Square Garden is maybe... Am I out of the range, Shep, to think maybe probably $8 to $10 for a hot dog?
Probably a little less.
A little less? Oh, I don't know. I ain't buying that stuff, man. Not stuff like I ain't buying the food, but I'm like, I don't want to do that. I forgot how I was just in Barclays Center the other day, and I don't know how much I spent. I must have spent $16 on some dry ass chicken fingers and french fries. And thank you to the New York Liberty for the food. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. Let's get some of your calls in before we have to roll out. Let's talk to Drew. He's calling from Cleveland, Ohio. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Drew?
Hey, thank you for taking my call, JR. I want to talk a little bit about the AFC North. Like, what do you see that kind of rolling out as? You think the Ravens are the definite favorite, or?
Yeah, I think absolutely the Ravens are the favorite. The Ravens are probably the most talented team. The Ravens have the best defense right now. The Ravens have the MVP at quarterback. And whether you have to think about the Bengals.
You think Lamar's the MVP right now?
Drew, listen to me.
Mahomes? Come on.
Oh, my God. Drew, can you do me a favor, Drew? Can you listen, Drew?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Do that. The Ravens have an MVP at quarterback, someone who has won MVP, in Lamar Jackson. The Ravens have the best defense right now when it comes to not allowing teams to go out and score touchdowns. The Ravens have the longest stretch of success right now in the AFC North. Do I trust the Steelers and Kenny Pickett? The answer is no. as of right now, looking at Deshaun Watson and a busted up shoulder, they have to go ahead and hope that he can go out there and play. And the Bengals currently have to dig themselves out of a hole. And so you asking me today who I would believe in to win the AFC North, right now it would be the Ravens.
Well, what about Burrow? So you don't think Cincinnati's a
Drew, you don't think I just Burrow's told gonna... you that they have to dig themselves out of a hole. I know what they've done the past couple of seasons, AFC Championship games and Super Bowls, but today they have to dig themselves out of a hole because of his injury.
Right. Yeah.
Thank
All
you,
right,
Drew. Oh, my God. Oh, what do you think Lamar Jackson MVP right now? Just shut up. Did you listen to what I just said? Jeez. Damn. I hate to talk to that guy at Thanksgiving. He's ready to jump down your throat. Hey, JR, what do you think about global warming? Well, did you see the weather today? Oh, my God, JR, you think it's relax. That's a lot of coffee that guy. Shep, is that coffee? Is that cocaine? Is that energy drink? What was that guy drinking?
I'm not sure. I know a caller would be a lot more calm than that if there's time for him. But he was not calm.
That guy?
Oh, there's one caller I know that would be a lot calmer right now.
I don't know. What are you talking about?
No, on the line. There's another caller I know would be a lot more calmer than that.
We don't have time for anything else.
Gotcha.
It's time to leave. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that was,
aggressive, right?
Yeah,
like, whoa,
yeah.
Bro. You ask me a question, I'm trying to answer you. You didn't even listen to what I just said.
Well, sometimes you don't ask a question, actually ask the question. You ask the question to be heard. And that's the theme of his call.
Is that what that guy just did?
Yes.
All right. Well, next time I'll just let him scream, man. Sheesh. Anyway, the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, I got to leave. It's over. It's simple as that. I'm only here for 4 hours every weeknight. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific, and that's when I'll be back tomorrow. Thank you so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard for holding it down in New York. Me, it's a wrap, coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Tomorrow we'll have a top six list for you. We'll talk about some of the top six NBA teams to start the season. We're going to get into some more football. We're obviously going to go ahead and talk more of the World Series that we're staring in the face. And if you missed any portion of the show tonight, you go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Okay? The JR Sport Brief Show, it's done. It's over. But you shouldn't leave here on CBS Sports Radio. Why? Because Amy Lawrence is coming up next. You can find me at JR Sport Brief if you miss me. Don't miss me too much. I'm gone. Amy, don't move. Bye, Shep. Thank you.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people. Because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
This episode is brought to you by FX's A Murder at the End of the World, starring Emma Corrin, Clive Owen, and Britt Marling. Emma plays Darby Hart, a sleuth and tech-savvy hacker. She joins an exclusive group invited to a retreat when one of the guests is found dead. Darby must prove it was murder before the killer takes another life. FX's A Murder at the End of the World, now streaming only on Hulu.
Commuting to work again? Welcome back. Just breathe and remember, you got this. And the all-new Hyundai Kona is there to help. Class-leading interior space means you can stretch out. Intuitive tech like remote smart parking assist makes parking stress-free. And complimentary BlueLink Plus allows you to set the climate controls remotely. Learn more about the all-new Kona and your best commute ever at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.